Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
All right, listen, we were talking prior to the break about the significance of 70 and the anniversary of 70 years for Israel, but the president being 70 years old, this is back in January 2017, hearing what Pastor John Kilpatrick had to say specifically about our president, the number 70, and how this is prior to what's happened now. You notice this prophecy came to pass. Check it out.
This is published by Charisma Magazine, which is interesting. And if you go to any major search engines and ask when Donald Trump was born, it will all say June the 14th, 1946. And then if you go to any of the major search engines and ask when Israel became a nation, you'll be told that it happened on May the 14th, 1948. If you take both of those dates and plug them into the handy calculator provided by timeanddate.com, you'll discover that Donald Trump was born exactly 700 days before Israel became a nation. Here are some other incredible numbers that link Trump to Israel from that same source. Israel was 77 days old, exactly 777 days after Donald Trump was born. Israel's 70th birthday will come exactly 700 days after Trump's 70th birthday. Donald Trump won the election on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's seventh year, seventh month, and seventh day in office. On top of everything else, Donald Trump will be 70 years, 7 months, 7 days old on his first full day in the White House. Donald Trump will be inaugurated on January the 20th and will be president of part of that day, but his first full day in office will be January the 21st. As incredible as it may sound, this will happen during the year 5777 on the Hebrew calendar. In addition, it turns out there's some very strange coincidences concerning Mike Pence. He's 57 years old, will take office in the Hebrew year 5777. The last minute of Mike's 57th year will take place 1 minute before the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem, when they got Jerusalem back in 6767. Pence was born in Columbus. Trump Tower is located 0.7 miles from 57th Street in Columbus Circle. Trump's vice president, Pence, the 57-year-old from Columbus. There's so many things that's just more than coincidence. I think that you would agree, and I would have to agree, as much as I've had some doubts because of uncouth behavior and raw, crude talk, I think we'd all have to agree that he came out of nowhere and became president, and you'd have to say it's the Lord. So here's what I would say. I would say, I believe America, I believe the hand of judgment has been stayed from America. And I believe that Donald Trump, and I'm going to the inauguration hopefully next week, I believe that Donald Trump has been raised up by the Lord, evidently, because the Bible says the Lord sets up kings and he pulls down kings. I have to believe that God set him up. And also, I believe, because he's going to be such a friend with Israel, I believe God's raised him up to be a friend to Israel, and America is going to become a close friend and ally of Israel again after these last 8 years. And he's also going to be instrumental in moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Amen. That is literally going to blow the lid off of the channel of blessings for America.
You're looking at that prophecy coming to, that was like January 2017. These things are coming to pass. And it's like, this is a God thing. God is showing himself mighty. He's doing some awesome things. He's heard our prayers, as we talked about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.